Radio Lora, SO 21. Hier ist Brain Hall. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Sendung von Brain Hall auf Radio Lora. Wir stellen euch in der heutigen Sendung den aus Griechenland stammenden Improvisationsmusiker und Klangkünstler Tasos Tamou vor. Er hat auf seinem eigenen Label Kukuruku Recordings bereits eine Vielzahl von sehr interessanten CDs veröffentlicht. Alle CDs sind in kleinen und sehr schönen Auflagen erschienen. Die CDs von Tasos Tamou sind kleine grafische und gestalterische Kunstwerke. Akustisch verfolgt er eine sehr verspielte und oft zart klingende improvisierte Musik. Sie ist leicht verspielt und wird von Tasos Tamou mit einer Vielzahl von kleinen Gegenständen aller Art gespielt. Er benutzt dazu Mikrofone und Effekte, welche er zu einer feinen Musik zusammenfügt. Wir hören uns in dieser Sendung einige seiner CDs und Klangimprovisationen an. Tasos Tamou wird uns im Laufe der Sendung auch mehr über seine Musik erzählen, aber auch über sein Label Kukuruku Recordings und über die improvisierte Musik in Athen und Griechenland. Hören wir uns nun zu Beginn einen Ausschnitt aus der CD Electroacoustic Improvisation, welche 2008 auf Kukuruku Recordings erschienen ist. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wir hörten einen Ausschnitt aus der Live-CD Elektroakustik Improvisation von Tasus Damu. Diese ist 2008 in den Kukuruku Studios in Athen im April aufgenommen worden. Wir wollten mehr erfahren über die Arbeit von Tasus Damu und das Leben als Improvisationskünstler in Griechenland. Tasos, wie arbeitest du akustisch? Siehst du dich in erster Linie als freier Improvisator?
I mostly concern myself as a free improviser, though I have been involved in several different aspects of sound exploring and sound experimenting, which means I have been composing electroacoustic music as well. Also trying more sound installation projects, which also of course involve improvisation and electroacoustic elements as well. I don't consider myself strictly a free improviser, though this is a section in musical creation that I think that instinctively I'm quite good at. I mean, I don't really have to try to do it. It just came as a result, I think, of some very specific circumstances that I have been involved at. Musical, intellectual and spiritual, for sure.
Deine Instrumente sind oft umfunktionierte Gegenstände wie Schreibmaschinen und andere ungewöhnlichen Sachen. Was ist dir wichtig, mit solchen Gegenständen Geräusche und Klänge zu entwickeln?
During the last few years, I keep on experimenting over modifying several handheld devices, commercial devices, or whatever. It's a gesture that it's mostly related to my need to create new sounds or even explore ready-made sounds and transform them in the sense of recycling situations, recycling objects, devices. This is an element for me that I wish to explore, the fact that we constantly hear sounds, electronic sounds, most of the times in our societies, guiding us to several aspects of our lives, like sirens, toys, doorbells, whatever. Like things that we are actually so much familiar with them, even more than the sounds of nature or the sounds of an instrument. So that was the beginning point that I started realizing that I really wish to use in my sounds, in my music, these elements and try to utilize them for the need of my sonic creations. Another fact, of course, is that I don't wish to invest lots of money into music. I consider music an art that could be made out of anything. Like you could just hit an object, whistle into one like water pipe and create music. So this is one way that I'm trying to create original music without having to spend lots of money into sonic inventions. So I'm trying to actually invent some things of myself to to make some sounds.
2008 veröffentlichte Das Ustamut zusammen mit Adam Is auf Kukuruku Recordings die CD Meditations Meditations. Wir hören uns nun einen Ausschnitt daraus an. Das war ein Ausschnitt aus der CD Meditated Meditations Ditasus Damu 2008 zusammen mit Adam Is auf Kukuruku Recordings herausgegeben hat. Die CD ist in einer Auflage von 100 Stück erschienen. Du veröffentlichst deine Musik in kleinen und immer sehr schön gestalteten Covers auf deinem eigenen Label Kukuruku Recordings. Ist dir die Gestaltung der Covers genauso wichtig wie die Musik?
Well, publishing sonic works, like releasing records, CDs or whatever, is very important to me for our for the times that we are living at. Because I think a very important new aspect of music is concentrated into home listening or office listening or whatever, or car listening. Anyways, like listening to recorded material from some other time, space, situation, etc. I consider a record release, something very important that should be accompanied with a very helpful artwork and presentation around it that could present and that could actually transfer the essence and the point of view of the artist who is trying to communicate with this release. With his audience, or her audience. So for me, it's very important to, but it's also very interesting to try to create a whole out of something which is called release. A release was something that came out from industry. Actually, it was an industrial object. But I think nowadays we have the chance to transform it to some very special and some very personal medium that could really transfer perhaps new kind of communicative, creative material. I think it's very important for somebody who is releasing some music material to consider as very important the fact that this thing is a material, actually. It has a substance, a visual substance, an actual substance. And it could be really interesting that, you know, you could see the whole package of this product, each aspect of it as a whole, as an area that you could create and that could be very open into some visual, sonic, texturized aesthetics.
Du lebst und arbeitest in Athen. Wie sieht es in Griechenland aus mit der freien, improvisierten Musik? Ist es eine lebendige Szene für Audio Art und auch andere Subkulturen?
Well, I think I have the very unique chance to live in a city that somehow it's forced by circumstances to experience a very unique situation. This situation is unfortunately accompanied by lots of quite rough and wild everyday living. I have been traveling a lot the last 5 or 6 years through Europe, also in America. To be honest, I have never experienced something such as the situation that goes on in Athens. And I don't think it's only that I am an Athenian resident. There is a massive wave of rebellion in the air, walking around the city. You can feel it, really. Like you can feel it in young people, even in depressed older people, but you can feel it. But on the same time, you can feel that this rebellion feeling doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't have a speech. It doesn't have a point. Somehow it's like it fades out in the air, like wet fireworks. It never ends somewhere. Somehow this thing is translated into music as well, also in other arts. And I think this is a very good coincidence. There is a scene being created, a particular scene being created in Athens that definitely reflects the whole atmosphere, the political issues, the social issues, and I think it's quite active into what's going on here. Music is always the soundtrack for forthcoming things.
Welche sind deine nächsten Projekte?
Well, I used to be quite confused the last 2 years, being involved in several different projects, perhaps too different to each other. So I will try to mention a few steps in my projects that are very important to me lately. Of course, there is free improvisation. I really love to do it anywhere, anytime. I just really love to play with whatever instrument somebody will give me or I will make or whatever. There is another fascination in my life lately. It's modular analog synthesizers and analog synthesis, electronic analog synthesis. I am trying to build some devices of my own, also tracing some interesting devices that other people make, mostly handmade. And I don't know, concerning the musical part, I think it's quite connected to the tradition of contemporary electroacoustic music using electronic equipment and synthesizers. I've been listening a lot lately to some electronic music pioneers, especially from Greece, such as Yannis Xenakis, Yannis Christou, Michalis Adamis, and others from other countries, of course. I think the acoustical result is quite under the tradition of this postmodern musical journey. Another thing that I'm quite interested of lately is creating sound sculptures in combination with their performance by me into some site-specific situation. Most commonly, I take advantage of the space that the event takes place. I'm trying to develop devices especially for that area in order to create some specific multiphonic atmosphere, mostly acoustical, even if some instruments are electric or electronic. Everyone's sound is separate, which means that the actual result in the space is quite acoustical and multiphonic. Actually, I have these three different directions, like improvised music, electronic music, and sound sculpture installation. I'm trying to work individually into every aspect, but I'm also interested in finding a personal sonic language that could combine and include all three of them in a single form.
Wir hören uns nun einen Ausschnitt aus der CD Object One an. Kannst du uns noch etwas mehr über diese Aufnahme erzählen? Mit welchem Instrumentarium hast du das Konzert gemacht?
Objects number one was recorded 1 year ago, last January, in Athens, in a gig that I shared with Valerio Tricoli on stage. It was my first attempt to integrate with my handmade music sculptures, but also free improvise with them. I have been using several mechanical devices, vibrating cymbals and other percussions, also using a sampler, including voicemail samples of my parents. Also using a very special instrument, actually constructed in Switzerland. It's called Typetune. It is a toy from the 50s, actually a toy piano, but in the shape of a typewriter. I was interfering the internal machine of the toy using an e-bow, bow, rubbers and other equipment. And last but not least, my favorite looper machine, a device that I am constantly using, or I had been using, because I'm trying to get over the machine itself, but use the technique and the aesthetics of the repetition. I'm trying to spread the repetition of a looper into space and into several different sound production devices. But I am always interested in the time feedback that the looper devices provides as a function.
Aus der CD Object One, welche Tassos d'Amou in einer Auflage von 200 Stück auf Kukuruku Recordings im Jahr 2010 veröffentlicht hat, hören wir uns nun noch einen größeren Ausschnitt an. Die Aufnahme stammt vom Januar 2010 und wurde im Six Docks in Athen aufgenommen. Thank you. Wir hörten im letzten Teil der Sendung von Tasus Tamu einen Ausschnitt aus der CD Object One, welche 2010 auf seinem eigenen Label Kukuruku Recordings erschienen ist. Das war die Brainhole-Sendung über den griechischen Klangkünstler Tasus Tamu. Mehr über ihn und sein Label Kukuruku Recordings findet ihr auf dem Netz, wie immer auch bei brainhole.net. Bis bald!
Radio Lora SO 21. Hier ist Brainhole. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente.